Good morning. You know, finding the ways to tshuva is not just something that you can simply plug into and then all of a sudden have it pop up like we do when we look for directions in nowadays time. Tshuva is not something that you just happen to pop on and just flip it on like a switch on Yom Kippur. The situation is such that in order to engage in tshuva, it takes time. And in fact, normally, in people's minds, things that are fulfilled just simply by knowing and being aware, we think that that just happens to fall out. And it just happens to come up as needed. It's like the people who figure out, like, you know what, I have to prepare a sukkah, I have to prepare a lulav and esrog, I have to prepare a shofar, I have to prepare meals for Yontif. But to go ahead and prepare for Yom Kippur, what's to prepare? There's nothing I have to do. That's not accurate. But the fact is that nothing happens on its own. If we don't turn around and prepare, we do not have a chance to finish. And remember the Hesped Rabbi Perz, Shalita, the Rosh Hashiva in Far Rockaway, gave for Rabbi Yisrael Meir Hyman, who was our Rebbe in second grade and a very close confidant of Rabbi Perz. He talked a lot about how Rabbi Hyman used to walk around and talk Erev Shabbos, Shabbos. And even at the end of his life, when he couldn't function anymore, the only words he was constantly saying was Erev Shabbos and Shabbos. Clearly he was highlighting the principle of Misha Tarach Be'erev Shabbos Yochol B'Shabbos. If somebody gets ready on Friday, then he will eat on Shabbos. If we don't take time to prepare before Shabbat Shabbaton, then we will not be ready to have a Shabbat Shabbaton. If we're just turning around and look for the and prepare for the active mitzvos, mitzvos that need actions, and don't take time to engage in things like tshuva, which are things that we have to do with inside ourselves internally, then we will not be able to achieve v'tayr libenu liav decha b'yemes. We won't be able to appreciate the purification of the hearts that we take time out to do and daven for the entire Yom HaKippurim. No, during the period leading up to Yom HaKippurim, during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, as we go into Shabbat, this coming Shabbos, which will begin tonight, we need to take the time out and prepare. We need to understand and take time to do a cheshbon ha-nefesh, an accounting. What are we looking to improve on in the upcoming year? What are things that throughout the last year we regret? Because they held us back from a relationship with the Almighty and a close relationship with His children that we want to improve on in the upcoming year. What about ourselves? What exists within ourselves that we'd like to strengthen? What are things about ourselves that we would like to change to make them more in line with Hashem? Those of us who take the time out to engage in the period of time that we've been gifted, known as the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we will be able to be fully prepared when Yom Kippur comes around. And with that in mind, we'll be certainly sure to achieve a Gemar Chasima Tova. Shabbat Shuva Shalom for all of us, and to all of you, a Gemar Chasima Tova.